Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Welcome to another episode of our language learning podcast. I am Andrew, and joining me today is the wonderful Lauren. It is great to have you all with us as we dive into a really fascinating part of literature.
It is like authors just cannot resist joining their own party, right? Imagine writing a great story and then deciding, you know what, I think I will just pop in and say hello to my characters. Today, we are exploring exactly that.
Yes, that is the topic. Today, we are discussing when authors insert themselves into their own fiction. We will look at what this means, why authors might choose to do something so unusual, and how it can completely change your reading experience.
It is a truly clever technique that many famous writers have used throughout history, and it can really make you think differently about the books you read. We hope this episode will open your eyes to a new way of enjoying stories.
Absolutely. So, to start, let us understand what we mean by author insertion. It is simply when the person who wrote a book or story appears inside their own work. They might appear directly as a character in the story, or sometimes it is more indirect, where their voice is just very strong and noticeable.
That is right. Think about Stan Lee in Marvel movies, for example. He often appears in small cameo roles just for fun. It is quite similar in books. An author might show up as a very minor character, or even as the narrator, talking directly to you, the reader, almost like a friend.
This idea is part of a bigger concept called metafiction. It is a type of fiction that is aware of itself being a story. It plays with the idea of a story, reminding you that what you are reading is created, not completely real.
Exactly. Sometimes the author might even create a character who is a writer, and that character feels very much like the author themselves. It is like the author is winking at you from inside the story, letting you in on a little secret about the creative process.
So, in essence, it is all about the author breaking the usual rule of being invisible behind the story. They choose to become very visible within their own created world, making the reader aware of their presence.
It is a bold move, and it certainly makes you sit up and pay attention when it happens. It can create a very unique connection between the reader, the story, and the person who wrote it. It is not something you expect from a typical novel.
Now, this brings us to a very important question. Why would an author do this? Why would they break the illusion of the story and suddenly appear in it? It seems counterproductive to the traditional idea of storytelling.
Well, often it is simply for fun. It can be a very funny surprise for the reader, and it makes the book feel more alive and less formal. It adds a playful element, making the reader feel like they are part of a game.
That is a great point. Beyond humor, another reason is to make the reader think about the story itself. When an author appears in their own work, it reminds you that you are reading a world that has been carefully created. It makes you ask, how is this story made? Or what is real and what is fiction here?
It really blurs the lines, does not? And sometimes the author uses their inserted presence to give an opinion, criticize a character, or even comment on the events happening in the plot. It is almost like an all-knowing observer stepping out from behind the curtain to share their thoughts.
Yes, it is like the writer is a character themselves, but they also know everything that is happening. Imagine a character in a book suddenly talking about the person who is writing their story. It is a very unusual and interesting way to tell a tale, and it can add many layers to the reading experience.
It can be quite mind-bending in a good way. It pulls you out of the story just enough to make you think about the act of reading and writing. It is definitely a sign of a very confident and playful author.
There are a few main ways this author insertion can happen. One is very direct, where the author literally maims themselves or appears as a distinct character right within the story's world, talking to the other characters.
Yes, a famous example, though quite old, is in Don Quixote, where at one point, the characters in the book actually talk about the author, Cervantes, and his book. It is a very clever moment that shows how old this technique is.
Then there is the more indirect way, where the narrator's voice is so strong and unique, it almost feels like the author is a character themselves. They constantly give you their opinions and thoughts, becoming a very distinct presence, even without naming themselves.
A great example of that indirect style is Lemony Snicket in A Series of Unfortunate Events. He is the narrator, but his personality, his sadness, his comments, and his direct talks to the reader make him feel like a character you know, almost as much as the orphans themselves.
These moments can be surprising, even a little bit strange, when you first encounter them. They can make you feel more connected to the author, as if you are sharing a secret joke or a private thought with them.
Or they can make the story feel less real, but more clever, reminding you that you are engaging with a piece of art that has been carefully crafted. It adds a layer of intellectual fun to your reading.
So whether it is for humor, to make you think deeply about the nature of stories, or just to play with the very idea of storytelling, authors inserting themselves into their own fiction is a truly unique literary technique.
It is a fantastic way for writers to connect with readers on a different level, challenging the traditional rules of how novels should be written and read. It adds a whole new dimension to the literary world.
We hope this episode helped you understand a little more about this fascinating part of literature, and perhaps encouraged you to look for these moments in the books you read. It makes for a richer reading experience.
Thank you for joining us today on the Language Learning Podcast. Keep reading, keep exploring, and keep discovering new aspects of the wonderful world of books.
Goodbye for now, and we will talk to you again very soon.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.